KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. This week, after 2 months of drilling, the crew at Pilgrim Hot Springs is packing up and moving out. Over the next few days, trailers and trucks will transport equipment and supplies from Pilgrim to Nome. The drillers will begin flying out in stages, and the team will return the area to how it looked before they arrived. Since late August, researchers and drillers have been living on site, working around the clock to answer Nome's energy question: can Pilgrim Hot Springs fuel a geothermal power plant? Engineers say yes. To support a plant, the area must generate 2 megawatts of electric energy. To do that, the team needs to locate the upflow zone, the fracture where the geothermal water shoots from bedrock fastest and hottest. Earlier this summer, they thought they had found the crack. From late August to mid-October, the crew drilled a 1,037-foot well to get to it. But the water at the well was about 10 degrees cooler than necessary to produce 2 megawatts. With only a few weeks left, the team drilled 2 temperature gradients, smaller wells to measure water temperature. This data will further isolate the upflow zone. The crew plans to return next year to drill another well, one that can sustain a power plant, and in the meantime, researchers will spend the winter analyzing the data collected this season. And Patelco, a private developer interested in funding the project's transmission lines and power plant, will plan for the future. Chris Pike, the on-site project manager, thanks the city of Nome for its support these past 2 months.
Whenever we needed anything or needed, you know, advice or materials or anything like that, there's never been any shortage of people to call and people that are offering help. So everybody's been really friendly, and we sure appreciate all the help this summer.
For an in-depth story of the Pilgrim Hot Springs geothermal project, tune in to KNOM Profiles after the 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. weather. Last night, the Board of Education held a work session in the library of the Nome Elementary School. The meeting focused on the preliminary findings from the state's audit of the district finances. Through a live video chat, state officials let everyone know that the district's finances are fully in order.
And you can see that in our opinion, the financial statements are presented fairly in all material respects. So that's what you want to see.
Afterwards, specific figures relating to the district's financial health were discussed. The full audit won't be released to the public until after board certification. The district lost money on food service, spending more on meals and nutrition than it took in. This, however, is normal for public schools and mimics a national trend. Food costs rise because of inflation or purchases of healthier foods, but government funding rarely rises to match it. During discussion of the district-wide strategic plan, board member Barbara Amarok brought up the role of an older committee that's been restored in the current plan.
The Native Education Parent Committee has been recently reestablished. In the past, it was a very active group representing the larger Alaska Native populations in Nome, Inupiaq, St. Lawrence Island Yupik, and Central Yupik.
For years, the committee existed to make sure that the interests of Alaska Native students were represented in school policies and curricula.
They were quite active. They met every month. They talked about issues that they would like to see worked on. And they supported students by advocating for them with the administration. They met several times with the school board on issues and came up with solutions. And basically, they're a voice for Alaska Native parents and children and advocate for children in the school.
While supportive of the committee, Amarok questioned whether its current makeup is fully serving the needs of all Nome's Native students.
From what I understand, there are 3 community members on the committee, and I do believe they all represent the Inupiaq communities, which is good. But it would be fair to include membership on that committee with representation from the St. Lawrence Island communities and Central Yupik communities.
Amarok highlighted that as the Native Education Parent Committee is implemented in the district's strategic plan, it will best meet its aims by representing the full range of Nome's Native communities. The next regular Board of Education meeting will be on November 12th at the Nome Elementary School. Senators from North Dakota and Alaska have introduced a bill to establish a national commission to protect Native American children. Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota says the legislation would create a commission on Native American children to conduct an intensive study into issues facing Native children. Challenges include high rates of poverty, staggering unemployment, child abuse, domestic violence, crime, substance abuse, and few economic opportunities. Heitkamp is a member of the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs and says the bill aims to provide a deeper look into the challenges and offer solutions. Heitkamp says Native American children are the most at-risk population in the country, facing serious disparities in safety, health, and education. Heitkamp introduced the bill with Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski. And Alaska state legislators are scheduled to consider whether to allow Facebook access from legislative computers for legislative business. The Legislative Council, which is comprised of House and Senate members, is expected to take up the issue at a meeting today in Anchorage. It's proved a tough topic for lawmakers who have struggled to decide how to proceed after the council in 2011 approved a one-year trial for lawmakers, legislative press offices, and webmasters. A dance group performed last Friday at the Kuleana, Alaska, at the AFN convention in Fairbanks. While the dancers had very traditional Yupik dance moves, the drummers and singers brought a fresh and often humorous element to Native dancing. Gary Beaver is the lead for the group, and he works with grade school students in Kasikaluk from kindergarten to 12th grade.
I started off with them elders we had in the past, because I started off kind of young. And these dancers started off young too with me. All those elders that passed away, I think of them and entertain the people, because laughter is the best medicine.
Beaver says he started drumming and singing when he was about 9 years old.
I wasn't into it. And then one of the elders, he knew I could sing. He told me to start singing, so I did. So I got into it. And he told me that I will be their teacher of the young groups. And it became true.
Every other Friday, Gary Beaver teaches Eskimo dancing to the students in Kasikaluk. One of the students is Oscar Nicholas. After his performance last Friday, Nicholas was all smiles.
There's lots of meaning to yurukking, and it's part of our culture. And one time it almost died down, but happily everything went back and we're doing really good. I'm really happy for all the dancers that came. There's lots of people missing. I wish everyone came but couldn't afford a ticket.
Nicholas explains that there's a story in every yurok, or dance, that they do.
All the songs they're mostly based on true stories.
Like the yurok they do called Come Dance With Me. And Oscar's teacher and lead singer for the Kasikaluk dance group, Gary Beaver, talks about the song they performed that brought a lot of laughter and cheering last Friday.
Yeah, it's called Nuluahu. You get one person or more than one person's attention to come over and dance with us in the modern way, like fiddling or something.
The Kasikaluk dance group was one of 14 dance groups that performed at last week's Kuleana, Alaska, at the AFN convention in Fairbanks. Kuleana was first introduced at the 1982 convention. It was designed to restore traditional dances and ensure that songs and dances were passed on to the future generations. The price of gold in New York is up $9.10 an ounce to $1,354.40. Again, that was $9.10. The price of silver is at $23.14, up 51 cents. It's unofficially 27 degrees at the KNOM studios, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock.